Several levels down in the temple, Jaina walked into one of the building's civilian hangars. The chamber was broad and deep enough to host a ball game, and the ceiling was 10 meters high to accommodate repulsor takeoffs and landings. Two Lambda-class shuttles and a number of airspeeders and speeder bikes were in place there. Both shuttles had their wings locked in upswept position. One had a panel off at the engine section, but the mechanic, a woman in Jedi robes, was leaning against the fuselage, watching the same news coverage on the wall-mounted monitor. She gave Jaina a distracted nod.
Jedi Solo?
Jedi Tainer, is the other shuttle fit to fly? Tyria Sarkin Tainer nodded. A woman of about Leia's age, she was lean and blonde. It was said that in her youth she'd been a raving beauty, but now her looks had more of an all-mother appeal to them. Her sleeves were pinned up, and her arms were spattered with dirty lubricants from fingertip to elbow.
I can have this one up and ready for you in half an hour, too. No need, one's enough.
Jaina glanced at Tyria's befouled hands.
I think I'll handle the sign out myself.
Tyria nodded.
The smart choice.
She turned back to the engine compartment.
Don't ever marry a mechanic. Over the years, you pick up a lot of training, whether you want to or not. And then you're stuck on motor pool duty whenever you can't avoid it.
I am a mechanic, and I like motor pool duty. Jaina moved over to the desk by the door and began typing into the console there, checking out the other Lambda. How would she describe the mission for the records? Something dull and Jedi-like, to allay suspicions.
Delivery of practiced lightsabers to Corellia.
It was said that Tyria would never make Master owing to deficiencies in her command of the Force, but she was an excellent flyer, hence her current assignment to the Temple. When the Stealth X squadrons rose, she'd be in the cockpit of one. Jaina felt the other woman tense. She looked up.
What's wrong?
Tyria was once again looking at the monitor.
It looped.
Huh?
The recording just looped. There was a little stutter and then it went back to the recording as several minutes ago. But it still says live broadcast.
She pointed to the lower right-hand portion of the monitor screen. Jaina looked. The screen did say what Tyria indicated. It could have just been a mistake by the news provider's technical personnel. Or... Jaina extended her senses into the Force, settling as quickly as she could into a meditative state that would make her more sensitive to thoughts of anger or vengeance, intrusion or attack. There was nothing close, but as her range of attention broadened, she felt a quiver of anticipation, felt eyes trained against the Jedi. She grabbed her comlink.
Comsetter, this is Jedi Solo.
A man's voice answered.
We read you, Solo.
Tell Master Hamner possible attack imminent.
She didn't bother to add recommendations for security or defensive procedures. Hamner was ex-military. He didn't need such advice and might resent it.
Will do.
Tyria grabbed solvent-soaked cloths from the pavement at her feet and began degreasing her arms. Jaina, still half in her meditative state, moved back out into the hall. If she could get more of a fix on the contradictory emotions she was feeling. She heard a succession of clunks as numerous exterior doors on this hangar level were remotely shut. A teenage apprentice, black-haired and old enough to carry a lightsaber, moved out into the hall from the main starfighter hangar.